is when the judgment is about to go forth. That's the only time when silence is there. It's like the wrath of God is looming up. And there's silence. But heaven is a joyful place. And apparently God wants sound. Cheerful little sound. I'm sure those bells, golden little bells between the pomegranate, must have made lovely little sounds. Sounds of bells. I'm not sure we have sounds of bells here. But I'm sure there are lovely little sounds that are made there. I'm sure they sound nicer than that. But you can imagine all of them ringing together. When I'm going to knock some things over. When Aaron moves about, there are these little sounds. But the Bible says, if the sound is not there, something is going to be wrong. What happened if Aaron has this a naughty little toddler who found super glue one day and glued all his bells? That would be the end that day. When he went in, hey, why is there no sound? And you can imagine Aaron. Aaron, if he served there, remember, they served there regularly in the holy place, in the most holy place once a year. But when Aaron moves, he has this sound. So let's say one fine day, there was one naughty little kid, and takes super glue or whatever he found in those days. But since they don't have super glue invented yet, he found this gum tree, something sticky, right? Or mom's leftover dough. Stuck it to all the bells. And so that morning, Aaron takes it and he wears it. Can you imagine that morning? He goes, hey, what's happened? And poor Aaron, before he goes in, he goes, and he's doing the Michael Jackson walk, the this walk, the rock and roll, and the Britney Spears thing, and everything. He shakes himself, he sweats all over, and there's still no sound. Finally, he lifts up his skirt and sees this dough stuck to the bells. Thank God he doesn't go in silence. He would have been dead. Why does God want sounds? Now Aaron, as we know, all this symbolize Jesus. Because one of the things we found about God is this. When something is perfect and they move, it creates music. It creates music. When God moves, there's music that flows. When angels move because of their perfect nature, there's music that flows. We may not identify as like the kind of music we know, but there's a sound that is like music that goes. All movement on this planet Earth, physical movement, creates sound waves. Some of the sound waves are so low we cannot hear it. Some so high we cannot hear it. Some say it's below 20 vibrations per second. And above 20,000 vibrations per second, we cannot hear it. Our ears cannot detect it. But it's there. And so there is sound produced in everything physical. Now think about it. In the spiritual realm, which is the true nature of all things, when there's movement in the spiritual realm, and since the spiritual is beyond sound and beyond waves and beyond air and beyond oxygen, hydrogen, molecules, you realize that in the spiritual realm, there will be certain spiritual vibrations, if we can call it, that flow when things are going on in the spiritual realm. Which is why there's a song that says, worthy, worthy is the Lamb. And glory, glory to the Lamb. Let me hear the melodies of heaven. I'm sure you remember that little song. And it goes, oops, the wrong one. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. glory to the Lamb for His glorious and worthy to be praised. The Lamb upon the throne, and unto Him do we lift our voice in praise. The Lamb upon the throne. Let me hear the melodies of thank you, Jesus. Now, even as we hear the sounds and the words that go, there's something that stirs in our spirit. Now, that stirs in our spirit, in the physical, we hear it as a tone. But there is a spiritual tone to everything. Everything, when it moves, it has a physical tone. Everything, when it moves, it has a spiritual tone. Now, let me just illustrate, right? And just some volunteers here, right? And Chandra, can you get up and just say, praise God. Just, okay. Say,
praise God.
Okay, say that again.
Praise God.
Thank you. You may be seated. And let's get the man with the booming voice. Say, praise God. Yes.
Praise God.
Okay. Okay. And yes, another Papa Bear to say, praise God.
Praise God.
Okay. Now, they are all saying, thank you very much. They are all saying the same words, praise God. Right? And but their praise God is a different, if you analyze it in the natural, it has different pitch, it has different volume, and it also carries different emotions in their life. It carries different emotions. Now, our emotions in life affect your pitch. If you're a high-strung person all the time, you're always talking and there's manner, you know. Right. And it becomes your default mode. And sometimes you notice as you grow in life and you change in life, your default mode changes. Which means that which you are normal. Like you can say, many of us have different levels that you can make your voice go.
You can make your voice go very low. But if this is my normal voice, you probably won't recognize me when I phone you and say hello there. This is not my normal level of voice. But my voice is capable of going that low.
Oh, that's below 16 vibrations. No, okay.
If I always speak in that low and this becomes my default mode, of course you think something has happened to your pastor. Right?
Oh, it's suddenly always my voice is at this level. And I'm always calling for you all the time. And when I give you a call and say, hello, are you in? This is a pastoral call. Is it this pastor is a very excited pastor? Too excitable for me, thank you. And but this is the level of my normal voice that I'm speaking with. Why is it that your voice is at the level where it is? Part of it is natural. You're born with a level and you tend to be at a certain pitch as your normal voice. And when you get excited, it goes high. Or when you do certain things, like trying to enter into the bass section, then it goes low. When you express different things, you go high and low. And thank God that our voices are not monotonous. If our voice is always monotonous, then we will all be asleep by 11:30 a.m. No, our voice are not. It carries. And our voice has a natural, there is a natural pitch level to our voice when you're born. And of course, generally, ladies have higher voices than men. But did you know that there's another cause of your voice level? Your experience in your life. If you have lived a life that has been stressed out, pain, agony, they drop you as a baby, your father died, your mother died, your dog died, your husband died, brought up as an orphan, grew up under a very strict matron who beats you twice a day. And you grew up with a hardship and all that. There will be tension in your voice that you acquire not because you were born with it, but because it has been added into your personality. And so sometimes, as a person is healed, their voice goes back to the normal it should be when they are quote-unquote relaxed. But sometimes we don't know how to relax. Like some people who go through different things, they don't know how to relax. To them, relaxing is that high-strungness, and that is their natural state by that time. After 25 years of agony, their voice is always that way, and I don't know why that way. But they don't even know why it's that way, because it's deep in their subconscious. That is the default mode that is not natural. And whatever you do, this is the awful thing about it. Whatever you do, it always conveys it. Let's say you have grown up 25 years in agony, and let's say your voice is always carrying the anger, and let me try to feel it, right? You got to feel it to get it into your voice. And let's say that you're angry at life, you're angry at everyone, you're angry, you're rebellious, and your voice is always like that. How are you? Yes, I'm fine. Once in a while you're happy, but you're happy, it has a little bit element of anger. Yeah, not bad. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's your natural state. And you don't know that it's your natural state, but that's your natural state. And you don't know, because 25 years of agony has brought you in that way. The strange thing about having this kind of voice as your default mode is that no matter whether you're happy, you're still angry. You're sad, you're still angry. You're singing, you're still angry. You could sing Amazing Grace in this voice. And you don't realize it's angry. But your mind tells you, you're now happy because you found Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus is my Savior. And then on the night that you were born again, on the morning that you were born again, on the afternoon that you were born again, for a short time your voice goes, Amazing Grace. Oh, how great you are, Lord. How great you are. For a moment it goes back to normal. Then after that, you begin to experience the Christian life. You found the Christian life was still not perfect. Boom, it goes back to normal. You're normal. And then you begin to sing amazing. Amazing Grace. I'll sing. That's not, yes, you're still singing Amazing Grace. You're still doing all those things. But the awful thing is that whatever you do carries that anger. Isn't that terrible? When you're happy, you carry the anger. Even when you tell your spouse, your loved one, yes, I love you. Yes, I love you. Somehow, it still carries the anger. Because you haven't been touched and healed. Now, when God deals in our life, He changes the tone. Now, some of our voices, to illustrate the natural, some of our voices are naturally, let's say, in C or in G or in E. Right? Mine tends to fall usually in the E or the G is G. But some of you may be different. Like if you know the old song, what's that singer's name? Art Garfunkel, is it? Art something and something Garfunkel. Yeah, something like that. Oh, their voices are high. High. I remember as a little kid trying to play their song. and their song, Bridge Over Troubled Waters, is in E flat. But their E flat is not the low E flat, it's the higher E flat.